USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee held a hearing on Wednesday to examine potential price gouging by oil companies. Testifying remotely at the hearing, Shell President Gretchen Watkins says their company is not causing a price spike.
The government should continue to advance the approval of and permitting of otherwise ready oil and gas projects that would bring new supplies of oil and gas online within weeks or months.
President Biden earlier this month urging oil company executives to place the American people ahead of excessive profits. Texas is planning to send any illegal immigrants captured at the border to Washington, D.C. Governor Greg Abbott telling reporters the move is needed so politicians realize it's a bad idea for the Biden administration to end Title 42 deportations. USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
A judge has issued the first outright acquittal of a defendant charged in the January 6th attack. Following a two-day trial, New Mexico engineer Matthew Martin was acquitted Wednesday on four misdemeanor charges by a judge. Martin claimed that he thought police allowed him into an entrance near the Capitol Rotunda. The judge saying based on a video of the scene that assertion was at least plausible and prosecutors failed to prove the case beyond a reasonable doubt. The White House is leaning hard on Congress to finalize the new COVID relief bill.
We provided the details that Republicans have asked for, even when they've asked for, has changed in real time.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki holding up a 385-page binder during a briefing and saying it clearly explains where COVID funding has gone and why more money is urgently needed for testing, treatments, and vaccines. Senate Democrats and Republicans trying to finalize a $10 billion bill. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
President Biden once again giving a break to those who have student loan debt.
Today I'm announcing my administration extending the pause on federal student loan repayments through August 31st of 2022. I know folks were hit hard by this pandemic, and though we've come a long way in the last year, we're still recovering from the economic crisis it caused. This continued pause will help Americans breathe a little easier as we recover and rebuild from the pandemic. If you need support preparing for payments to resume, visit studentaid.gov.
Many Democrats, including Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, want the president to forgive $50,000 in student loan debt per person. A federal prosecutor is releasing new evidence in the case accusing the Clinton campaign of inventing a Russian link to President Trump. Clinton campaign lawyer Michael Sussman has already been indicted for allegedly making false statements to the FBI about a possible connection between the Trump organization and Russia. The prosecutor now releasing a text message allegedly showing Sussman lied when he failed to disclose he was working with the Clintons' 2016 presidential campaign when he told the FBI he had no evidence against Trump. Down day on Wall Street, at the closing bell, the Dow losing 144 points to close at 34,496. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.